Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hey, it's gone.
Hey, nothing much, man. You know, SummerSlam's coming up later tonight. A little pumped up and, you know, excited about that. But, you know, we'll talk about that later in the show. To wrap up the show, you know, our predictions, who's going to win. We're going to lead off with a little baseball, you know, talk about, you know, the Mets, the Yankees. Then we'll switch gears and talk football as they, you know, continue their preseason matches. And then, you know, we'll talk a little NBA. And then, you know, we'll talk sports entertainment and give our SummerSlam predictions. But before we get to the – what were you going to say?
Huh?
You sound like you were going to say something.
Oh, no. I was going to say, I was just listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say something.
No.
Oh, my fault.
It's okay.
Well, with that, you know, folks, you know, I'd love to hear what you guys would like to say. And if so, you know, the number is 4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to give us your point of view. If not, just sit back and enjoy the show. So with that in mind, let's talk a little Mets baseball. Mets, you know, they lost earlier today by the final score of 3. Let me see. Let me try to remember. Oh no, it's 2-1. Rafael Montero, a Met prospect, one of the Mets' top pitching prospects. He returned to you know, make his sixth start of the season. You know, in place of Jacob DeGrom, who went on the DL, he's expected to return this Saturday against the LA Dodgers. But we'll get into that more. But Montero, his first couple of starts before he got called up this year, he was brutal, man. This guy, you know, in the minor leagues, he's known to be a strike thrower. But today, you know, he redeemed himself. He was going to be on the losing end of a 1-0 game until Granderson in the bottom of the eighth tied the game up and knocked in an RBI single, which scored Eric Young, who was pinch running for trying to remember who it was. My memory escapes me for some reason. I think it was Murphy, but I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember who he pinch ran for. But in any case, you know, Mets scored that, you know, the run to tie the game and get Montero off the hook. You know, the guy pitch, trying to think, seven plus, I think it was seven or six plus innings. I'm trying to remember. But, you know, he pitched well. No, I think it might have been eight. He might have went eight innings.
Who are you guys playing against?
We were playing against the Cubs.
Okay.
Mets won the first two games on Friday and Saturday. But unfortunately, you know, they fell to the Cubs 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Whatchamacallit, Mejia, the closer, he gave up a leadoff home run on the first pitch, and that proved to be the game winner to Sterling Castro, one of the guys that Mets might be targeting in the offseason via a trade.
Mm.
And Montero might be one of the guys going in that trade. Might be him, might be Syndergaard, the Mets' top pitching prospect, who may or may not make his major league debut next month because he's been a little shaky throughout the minor league season. So in all likelihood, he most likely won't make it this year. And if he doesn't get traded in the offseason, he should, you know, make his major league debut next year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, back to Montero. You know, he had he gave up the one run. He went 7 1/3. And, you know, he pitched brilliantly. I think he struck at least six batters that game. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, Mets couldn't score any runs. So basically, you know, the only good thing about it is that he, you know, he didn't get the loss. But fortunately, the Mets did. So now the Mets are going to try to, you know, win the series and avoid a split when they send Bartolo Colon on the mound. He's been brilliant as of late. You know, he's 11-10 with a 3.85 ERA, and he's going to face Kyle Hendricks, who's 4-1 with a 1.73 ERA. So, should be a very good matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And so, this is a four-game series then?
Correct. They're going to play each other this afternoon.
Wait,
this afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, I should say.
Yeah, why have the four-game series lately have started on Friday? Usually they start on Thursday, don't they?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Mets have had a few series.
Last week, you had a four-game series that started on
right
Friday.
It's weird. It's very weird. It's very weird to do that, like you just said, you know, because usually four game series start on Thursday and then they end on, you know, on Friday. But hopefully Mets can rebound from this loss. A game they could have won, you know, but fortunately, hopefully it can Bartolo will continue his winning ways and lead them, you know, the Mets to another victory and win this series. Back to DeGrom. DeGrom's been pitching well. You know, he's a rookie of the year candidate because, you know, he's been pitching great. And, you know, there's nobody really running away with it. You know, unlike last season, you know, that you know, there was some candidates. But this year, you know, there's nobody that you could be like, wow, this guy should win. I mean, I think, in my opinion, I think DeGrom should win. But unfortunately, Mets haven't really scored some runs for him. So I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, he comes back on you know, Saturday and continues his winning ways against the Dodgers. So.
Yeah, we'll see.
But you know, we'll let's shift gears to the Yankees, as you know, Yankees. You know, they had a you know they had a you know a losing streak recently until they won these last two games. So, give us your thoughts on that.
On Friday night, McCarthy, who's been pitching great for the Yankees, he pitched a gem. He only allowed two runs over six and third, but the Yankees just couldn't score runs like they've been doing all season. They've been unable to manufacture runs. They've been inconsistent, and Friday night we lost 5-0. And Saturday, which is yesterday, another well pitched game. I forgot who was pitching for us. It was it Green who was pitching for us? Yeah, it was Shane Green.
It was green.
Yeah, he pitched a great game. He struck out 10 guys over 6+ innings. He ended up getting the no decision because the game was tied into the ninth inning, 2-2. And Captain
Jeter.
Clutch himself, Derek Jeter,
Jeter.
he hit a run scoring single to right field off of Jake McGee, which scored Brett Gardner to lead the Yankees to a 3-2 win. And that snapped a 5-game losing streak for the Yankees. And it also snapped I think it snapped a losing streak to the Rays also. I forget how many games we lost to them in a row, but so yesterday we finally got a win. And today had a chance to win the series. Kuroda was on the mound and he also pitched good today. He ended up retiring 17 straight batters in this performance today. And Yankees ended up winning today 4-2. It included a Marcus Scherzer home run in the eighth inning. Let me remember, did Robinson close the game? Robinson did close the game for his 33rd save of the year. So Yankees ended up winning this series, and they snap a 7-game losing series streak to the Rays. I didn't know that we lost that many series to the Rays going back to last year, but we snapped 7 series loss to the Rays, and so the Yankees end up winning in this series 2-1, and they go to I think they go to back to Yankee Stadium or to Baltimore to face the Orioles, who beat them earlier this week. So Yankees have to continue winning to stay in this division race because right now the only chance right now to make the playoffs is if they win the division. So they got to continue to win.
You know what's funny? This year, the Blue Jays snap a 17-game losing streak at Yankee Stadium, and now you guys, the Yankees, they snap what a 7-game losing streak to the Rays. So you know, baseball's a funny game.
Well, it was a 7-game series losing streak.
Oh, series! Wow, that's even more
Yeah,
serious.
Yankees have lost 7 series to the
Wow.
Rays, you know. So going back to May of last year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know they you know, I know Ray's been playing good against us these last couple years, but I didn't know, wow, they've won that many series against us straight.
Wow. Well, you guys, you guys finally took care of that.
Yeah, and Yankees right now, I mean, there's 7 games in the division right now. Their chances are, their opportunities are closing because right now they got to win the division. Although, you know what? The wild card actually, they're actually, you know what? I was gonna say they have a great chance to wild card, but it looks like they're about 8 games behind the wild card. So right now, they just gotta start winning. They gotta win series and win games.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When you're trailing, you gotta win every game because you gotta win to stay ground and to gain ground. You know what I
Exactly.
mean?
And I made a mistake. They're not gonna go play at Baltimore in their next series. Their next series is against Houston at home.
So Yankees should look forward to trying to continue their winning ways against Houston.
Hopefully.
And let's shift gears to NFL. The both teams, both football teams are, they're winning, even though it doesn't really, count. It's preseason. Let me start with the Jets. Geno Smith, he didn't have a bad game, recently. He went, what, 10 for 13. I wish Calvin Pryor, he had three tackles and a force recovery in his first appearance as a New York Jet of his career. So, there's been some, bright spots. Vic, he didn't play that bad, in his brief outing in the last game. So, there were some positives. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the game. I didn't see the Jet game. But yeah, I mean, right now, there's a quarterback controversy to who's going to start in
Right.
the beginning of the year between Geno Smith and Vic. Both quarterbacks are playing really good right now in the preseason,
Yeah.
so that's going to be a toss-up when the season starts.
Yeah, I agree.
Is right now it's preseason, so we shouldn't make a big deal about both teams winning. But we should just look at how the players are performing and what players are going to make the roster.
I definitely agree with that. That's what preseason is all about, really. It's for the veterans to, to get ready. And the guys who, are on the bubble of making the team, perform, to, earn their spot. But yeah, I agree with everything you said about the Vic and Smith controversy. But as of right now, it's advantage Smith. He's a young guy. He had he had some pieces with Eric Decker, so should be, they got a shot to, improve on last year.
Yeah, definitely.
But shifting gears, let's talk about the Giants. You guys faced your old friend Hakeem Nicks, who's now on the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
And you
I
Oh, what were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
no, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, Eli had a terrible game, but even though it's not preseason, I mean it is preseason, I should say.
Yeah.
You guys did, you guys did come out with a close victory, came back from behind to win, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a close game. I mean, I didn't see it, but I saw highlights where the Colts got up on the Giants and then Giants managed to come back. And Eli Manning, he's only 1 for 7 he didn't take that many snaps, but
right, yeah.
The snaps that he did, he didn't look good.
Yep.
Although the offensive line didn't look really good either, because it didn't look like they were blocking. They're letting the Colts defensive players get to him. So that's something to worry about, because the Giants are going to implement the West Coast offense this year, which means Eli has to, you know, make quick throws. There's going to be a lot of crossing patterns for the wide receivers, a lot of up-tempo offense and hurry-ups. So Eli is going to have to, you know, he's going to have to adjust, you know, and he's going to have to have the offense down when the season begins, because right now the offensive line and offense is a reason to be concerned about. But other than that, I mean, the backup players are doing really good. I like Corey Washington. He looks like he's going to be a great wide receiver for the Giants. And defense looks okay, you know, but again, the O-line and Eli, they got to get it together with this new offense.
I feel you. You're right. They're definitely going to have to, you know, get the act together. You know, the
mm-hmm.
regular season is going to start in a few weeks, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they definitely need to get the act together. So, in their next start, you know, that's critical, you know.
Yeah.
They
get definitely.
The act together.
I mean, 3-0 doesn't mean nothing. I mean,
yeah,
you know, preseason doesn't mean nothing, you know.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But let's talk about something that counts. The FIBA, whatchamacallit, you know, that World Basketball Cup, whatever you want to call that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, the U.S. team, you know, they beat on Brazil, and Derrick Rose, you know, he played on, you know, on his court since it was in Chicago. And, you know, basically, you know, USA won.
Yeah. It looked like they were playing really good. I think Rose had like 7 points. I forget how many, maybe 2 assists, I think.
Mm.
But he looks like old Derrick Rose. I mean, he's jumping. He's blowing past guys.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's back to Derrick Rose.
Maybe he's like, see, Carmelo, this is what you're missing out on.
I think Carmelo won a Olympic gold 4 years ago, right? With the
yeah, he did.
Okay.
But I'm saying, you know, since he didn't sign with the Bulls.
Oh.
yeah. Four years ago, Carmelo was in Kurt Angle mode, winning that Olympic gold medal.
Hey, talking about Carmelo, he's lost. He slimmed down and lost some weight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was gonna talk about that. Yeah, he definitely has slimmed down. You know, he's trying to, you know, go back into his rookie form so he could be more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hopefully, you know, Knicks can improve and have a season like they did 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think we might have talked about this last week. But in any case, you know, Carmelo, I don't know if you heard about this. You know, he was brutally honest. He said he doesn't expect the team to win the championship this coming season, which he's 100% right, obviously.
Yeah.
But he thinks, you know, we're going to put the building blocks and the pieces together to, you know, eventually bring a championship back to New York.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Man, it's been 70 since 73 since, you know,
mm-hmm.
the Knicks have held up a title. Yeah, man, this is, you know, Phil Jackson was a player at this time, you know. You know, now he's trying to bring that title back. I guess it shows us that, you know, we can't win it without Phil Jackson.
Yeah. Hopefully, hey, he could bring us back a championship again.
Yep, but then again, having that awesome roster we had back in those days,
yeah,
you know, with Willis Reed and Walt Clyde Frazier, the Busher, Bradley, and then on the second run, the second championship, Earl the Pearl Monroe, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yep, definitely.
So we'll see what happens. And, yeah, in other news, Jeremy Lin, he's going to face his former team at the Staples Center, the Houston Rockets. So that should be an interesting game.
Yeah.
And Lakers and Knicks are going to face each other in Christmas yet again.
Yeah, that's going to be something to watch. Hopefully, it'll be Kobe will be back to have that Kobe Mello, Kobe versus Phil matchup.
That'd be cool. And hopefully we have a win.
I hope so.
And hopefully Lakers have another losing season like they did last year. Even though I do like Lynn, but sorry. But any case, yeah, let's get to what's the major thing in sports or in sports entertainment today. So let's talk SummerSlam.
Yep,
Let's
tonight.
see. Oh yeah. Should we go straight into the championship match, or should we talk about some of these other matches, build it up?
Yeah, let's talk about some other matches that's on the card.
All right, let's talk about that a match that's surprising, that's very I'm intrigued with. The Bree and Stephanie. Stephanie's coming in a pay-per-view match since probably the Attitude Era.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, you know what I think? As much as I'd like to see Brie win, I think Stephanie's gonna win it. I think Stephanie's gonna win it, and I think Nikki is gonna turn heel and cost her sister the matchup.
Yeah, that's well. Yeah, I'm with you. I think she might win. I think she might win, yeah.
And Stephanie, man, she's in old school mode, man. She's doing it on the promos. She's slapping people old school style.
She's like the female Vince.
Yeah, she is the female Vince, no doubt about it. She
Pretty
got
much.
the mannerisms and everything. She's definitely the female, counterpart of her father.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely about that. She definitely has his mic skills for sure. And
And the attitude and everything.
oh yeah. So I think Brie, on the other hand, she needs to work on her mic skills for real. But
She hasn't been
hey,
bad, though. She hasn't been bad.
she's okay at best, on the mic. But hey, I'm rooting for her, But
Yeah.
and what's up with that storyline? They added, Daniel Bryan cheating on her with I mean, that was uncalled for. I mean, they had the stuff that they were doing the last weeks, man, especially the week before that. I mean, that was icing on the cake. All that adding the extra, marital affair, fake, marital affair thing. I mean, I just think
Going
that was
too
just
far.
that was yeah, that was like, last week's showdown that they had. Or was it 2 weeks ago when they slapped? Well, actually, it would be 2 weeks ago when they sla when Stephanie slapped her and. Stephanie showed her true colors. That was the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
That storyline was more like manure on the cake, on top of the cake.
That
But the storyline is gonna be awesome. So I'm looking forward to that match.
Yeah.
Let's move on. How about Miz Dolph Ziggler? I mean, it's an Intercontinental title. They're both former world champions.
Yeah.
But I think Miz is gonna retain it. I mean. Dolph Ziggler is a great wrestler, but I'm not really feeling this match.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it either. I think Miz will retain the title, so I
Me
don't
too.
see him losing it anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree with
But
that.
it should be an entertaining match between the two.
Yeah, and kudos to Miz. His gimmick is pretty much the same, but he added a little more Hollywood rock from 03 to his gimmick. So,
Yeah.
works with the whole, his whole arrogant Miz thing.
Attitude. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting to watch. Oh, I just remembered a match. How could I forget about this match? Swagger versus Rusev.
Oh,
Now
yeah.
this is a match
Rematch.
that's this is this could be one of the best matches on the card. I mean, they're both getting the heat. You got Swagger. He's finally, I mean, Swagger's finally getting the popularity and the push that he,
He
with the
deserves.
fans. I mean, this is the first time you actually interested in Swagger since he cashed in the Money in the Bank on Jericho for his first title win.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh, but then again, the Real American. Now that I remember, when he first became the Real American, when he beat That was what year was that? Like 2 years ago, when he won the Elimination Chamber match, and then he faced Del Rio for the title, but he lost. That was like the last time he was relevant in WWE.
Yeah, you're right.
But I hope he wins it. This is the first time. This is the first time in a long time. Ever since I'm trying to remember his manager's name. His name is Coulter. Ever since they turned, face, this is the first time I'm actually rooting for these guys.
Yeah.
So hopefully they win it.
I think Swagger will win it for the last pay-per-view, it was a draw. I don't think he lost, right? Or he was counted out or something.
I think so. I think he did get counted out. So that you know, we'll see. Hopefully he gets the win this time. Have like a similar Lex Luger versus Yokozuna moment.
Yeah.
For that body slam challenge. So hopefully Swagger wins. I'm picking Swagger to win. Another match that's interesting. Another match that had this match didn't even happen. Of course, I'm talking about Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm picking Dean to win. But. What are you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think Seth Rollins is going to win it.
Here's what I think. Well, I think Dean's going to beat the crap out of him, and then Seth Rollins, at the end of the night, he will cash in on the champion, but I'll get to who I think will win the title momentarily.
Okay.
But so you think Seth Rollins is going to win?
I think Seth Rollins is going to win it. And I think maybe even though he lost to Seth Rollins, I'm picking Seth Rollins to win. So, yeah, I'm sticking with Seth Rollins. But you think Dean Ambrose is going to win it?
I think Dean Ambrose is going to win. He's going to get his revenge. And then afterwards, Seth Rollins will cash in later tonight and win the money.
I don't think Seth Rollins will cash in yet. I think it's a little too early for that. I think he's going to wait maybe. When they usually catch it, it's usually on Raw or the day after, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Well, except
it's
for the,
possible. It's possible.
Except for, well, yeah, there's been a few occasions. Like when Edge first won it, he cashed in on Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Was that? But that was like a year, like almost a year after he won it.
Right.
And then, of course, Orton cashed in on Daniel Bryan last year's SummerSlam. With a little help from Triple H, when Triple H finally turned heel for, like, the first time in, like, I don't know, 6 years or so.
Right.
But let me see, what else match? Oh, Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Did
I
say more?
Roman Reigns will win.
Yeah, there's nothing more to say about that. Let me
mm-hmm.
see, what other matches are there? There's Paige versus AJ. I think AJ's going to win.
You know what? I think Paige might win this one to keep the feud going.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very good point, because if AJ wins, there's not really. You know what? You make a good point, because if AJ wins, the feud wouldn't really make
much
that
over.
Much sense.
Yeah,
you know what? You know what? Man, I think I might have to agree with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, AJ beat her last time, you know.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you. I think that's the only thing that would have made the Stephanie versus Brie match better, is if it was for the Divas title.
Yeah.
But in any case, you know, yeah, I agree with you. I changed my mind. Paige. Paige will win tonight.
And hopefully she keeps up this villain, bad girl gimmick that she's got going.
Yeah, it's definitely working for her, the gimmick. I'm trying to think. What other matches are there? I don't think Usos are putting their title on the line today.
Nah, they're not.
All right, I'm trying to think. What other match?
Wyatt versus Jericho?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Wyatt versus Jericho. Wyatt will win. Jericho, a future Hall of Famer, he pulled up an upset on Bray Wyatt. Because, you know, this guy, other than his feud with Cena, you know, he's been pretty much demolishing everybody in his path, really.
Yeah.
But Jericho, who usually puts guys over, You know, he surprised people by defeating Bray Wyatt. And Bray Wyatt will get his revenge tonight.
Yeah, I think Bray Wyatt will win also.
Yep. And that was funny. Jericho's promo from last week, I mean, actually from Raw, was pretty funny because he was saying, like, how, you know, he will follow the buzzards. And he's going to stuff it down, you know, Bray Wyatt's throat. That was a hilarious promo, even though Jericho was, you know, really in serious mode. He wasn't, he wasn't in Y2J mode. He was more like the best at what I do gimmick he had a few years ago.
Right.
He was a villain. But that's another interesting matchup.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. Cena versus Brock Lesnar could go any way. Man, I'm like torn. Cena always wins. Every time I go against it, think Cena's gonna lose, he always wins.
Yeah.
My mind says pick Cena, but I think my mouth's gonna say Brock Lesnar's gonna win. But then again, if Brock Lesnar wins, Seth Rollins cashing in wouldn't really make that much sense. It wouldn't
right.
be that believable unless of, I don't know, the whole roster start attacking Brock Lesnar and start doing their finishers on him.
Exactly.
And then Seth Rollins, you know, does that curb stomp and get the win. I don't know. Two heels fighting each other? Man. I don't know.
I think Cena will retain the title.
You know what? You know what? I think you walked me through it. I think Cena will win.
Yeah.
Because I was going to pick Brock, but it doesn't make any... It wouldn't make any sense.
Exactly.
If Seth Rollins does cash it in. If Seth Rollins doesn't cash it in, then, you know, Brock Lesnar could win it, but then again, when will Brock Lesnar show up?
Yeah, exactly. He's only there, like, once, like, every few times
Three
a year,
months
you know?
Or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah, you're right. You know what? So, using common sense, Cena will win, but he will get cashed in at the Money
mm-hmm.
in the Bank. Probably Brock Lesnar will, you know, do the F5 after the match, and then leave Seth Rollins that opportunity to cash in the Money in the Bank.
Yep.
So, there you have it, folks.
Should
Walking,
be a good pay-per-view.
Should be a great pay-per-view. Oh, and, oh yeah, by the way, Sting says that he's close to signing a contract. Kurt Angle, he's interested in re-signing, but the rumors are is that Vince doesn't want to re-sign him because he's worried about his past drug problems.
Oh, wow.
But we'll see what happens. Hopefully they both will sign. But,
yeah.
You got any words you'd like to say?
Well, hopefully SummerSlam will be great tonight. So check that out. And check out my show. I'm going to be on Saturday at 11 at Voice of a Legend here on Boxer Radio.
Now you heard the guy. So I'm William Ramo. I'll call you Master. See you guys next week.